you and me, moving at the speed of light into eternity. Tonight is the night to join me in the middle of ecstasy. Feel the melody in the rhythm of music around you. Around you. I'ma take you there. I'ma take you there. So don't be scared, I'm right here, baby. We can go anywhere. Go anywhere. First, it's your chance. Take my hand. Come with me. I'm waiting my whole life for this one night. Gonna be me and you on the dance floor. Cause we only got one night. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Are you hooking?
Yes, sure.
That's some serious meat you're stacking.
The whistles go woo-hoo!
It's down, exploded up with hot piss.
Boy, I'm madder than fish grease.
You know what a prolapse is.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Just drink. Grab your tongue. Get all over your face, baby.
That sounds sick.
Full bloom AIDS.
At least I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I'll go above your mind, tummy.
Yeah. Dimension live. And in the flesh, this isn't a repeat. The power is still on. I'm right here, baiting for you. Hey, Freaks, Tim Edson with you, back for the Tuesday edition of DB. Brand new Sextastic Tuesday on deck. Plus, it's an extended show, so Sideshow Freaks will get at least 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. Maybe even more if I'm feeling chatty. I was thinking about the videos that I do or don't do, as the case may be. DVDA has been on a bit of a hiatus. I wanted to start it the week after the Sideshow exclusive week of programs, but then the power was out, and so I didn't want to start it this week. So next week, DVDA will be back. I'm still tweaking DVDA. Something just doesn't feel right. Like, it's fun, but there's something either missing or something I'm doing that I shouldn't be doing. I need to figure it out. Maybe I'm doing it too many times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Maybe I need to cut back. I don't know. I'm tweaking that a bit. And then I've got some other video projects I'm working on as well. But I was thinking back to the old videos that I used to do. If you are a member of the Sideshow, you can watch some of these. One of them, I think, is called Love Sucks. And it's my commercial for, like, a vacuum. It ends up being, like, a vacuum cleaner. You don't know that at first. And I'm, like, I pull my pants down at one point, and I'm grinding up against a vacuum cleaner. And I realize I don't know if I'd be able to do videos like that anymore. I did that when I was, actually, before the podcast. This was one of my videos. So I was in my early 20s. Now I'm in my early 30s, and it just feels weird to be fucking a vacuum cleaner. I still do it, but I don't know if I'm going to video record myself doing it. So it's just funny. When you know. And I was thinking also, you know, I could definitely see myself doing Distorted View well into my 40s and, you know, whatever. So I don't plan on going anywhere. I plan on, you know, at this point, I thought, you know, by the time I hit 30, I would grow up a little and maybe I wouldn't find some of the things that I found funny, you know, when I was 20, I wouldn't still find them to be hilarious, like retards and stuff like that. But I can tell I'm not growing up. Emotionally, I'm still very immature, so you have nothing to worry about there. But as I get older and my hair gets even more gray and I start getting ear hair and all that sort of shit, I'm going to start looking like an old man. And then the stuff that comes out of my mouth is going to really seem, I think, more offensive. It's one thing if a, you know, a 20 or 25 year old says something, you know, racist or, you know, insensitive. But when like a 45 year old guy does it, you know, there's something wrong with that guy. Who raised him? You know what I mean? You know, young kids are supposed to be stupid, but I don't give a shit. Basically, what I'm saying is when I turn, let's say, 40, and hopefully I'll still be doing the show. It's all, you know, it's all dependent on you guys. As long as you're still paying me money, I will do this. Maybe you should start referring to me as, like, creepy Uncle Tim. I made a video once where, you know, I was doing, it was an advertisement for something, and I referred to myself as creepy Uncle Tim. But I'm thinking that should be my name when I turn 40, because that's kind of what I am. That uncle that, you know, shows up, and you don't really know how he lives. You know what I mean? Like, he's just... And he says weird things, and he looks at you kind of weird, always wanting you to sit on his lap and stuff. That's me! Or that's going to be me when I turn 40. As a matter of fact, if I ever see one of my listeners, if I ever catch you maybe at a Subway or something, and I have met listeners at the Subway, I don't know why, just sit on my lap. It's fine. Don't even say anything. I'll just be eating my, you know, footlong. Seductively, of course, with a lot of tongue action on my sandwich. I eat with my tongue. I lick it. I lick the bread all over, get it moist. It goes down easier. That's also the method I use when I'm sucking dick. You know, you want to lick the shaft all the way up and down. It just makes it go down smoother, you see. A little helpful hint for you ladies out there, you faggots. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah. So if you see me at a Subway... sucking down my foot long, licking it seductively. Just don't say anything. Don't even tell me you're a listener of the show. Just sit down on my lap, and we will both know. I will look into your eyes, you will look into my eyes, and we'll just nod. And you can just sit on my lap as I, you know, lick down my sandwich. Oh, I would just love to see the other patrons of Subway. Like, what the hell's going on? Do they know each other? All right. Time for Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I try to find a poorly written or just disgusting or weird sex story. Fuckfic. Has anyone ever used that term? You know, like fanfic? Fuckfic. I wonder if fuckfic.com is available. Whatever. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me today. I think I chugged my Red Bull a little too fast. At any rate, I've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into the stupidity right now.
It's Sextastic.
Oh, you bet your sweet dimpled ass it's Sextastic Tuesday. I was just thinking about, you know, I am still drinking Red Bull. I told you guys I'm trying to lose weight. And up until the power outage, I think I was doing good. But when there's no power, there's nothing else to do aside from eating. I would go from restaurant to restaurant because it had AC. So I don't know how I'm doing now. But I did cut down my Red Bull intake. As a matter of fact, that whole week that I was without power, I don't think I had one. But when I'm recording the show, I like that extra pep. If someone offered me cocaine, I probably would just switch to that. I just sure do a bump, but or line, whatever the correct terminology is for cocaine. But now I'm down to only. I used to get like the 24 ounces of Red Bull, which is like 12,000 calories and 12,000 milligrams of sugar, or grams, whatever. Now I'm down to, like, drinking 8 ounces, the tiny can, maybe a 12-ounce if I feel like I really need some extra pep. But one thing that I've noticed is I don't have willpower. I should not have a roommate. I should really be sequestered. When I'm doing my show, I can't have anyone around me in my life. I really just need to be a miserable loner because I have no willpower. You know, I'm perfectly fine only eating one meal a day, which I know is not healthy, but I really do lose weight that way. But if I get a roommate and the roommate says, "Hey, are you hungry?" I'm going to say, "No, but I'll eat with you." And then I end up getting a fucking quarter pounder. Or if he says, "Oh, let's go get ice cream." Okay, I can't say no. If I'm by myself, I'm fine. Someone implants a thought in my head, though. Rocky Road. I collapse. So that's why I'm fat. I blame other people. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. Today's story's a little different. I think this guy's gonna get fucked by a plant because the story's entitled "Plants Need Love Too." Mark was 22 years old. He was extremely fit. He went to the gym every morning, worked in an office all day, but managed to go to a circuits class after work 3 times a week and regularly played squash. That was all one sentence, no punctuation. He had the body of an athlete, but had been single for some time. He had shaved head. He had shaved head and looked after himself, watching what he ate and keeping everything clean and trim. Pleased with his wonderful new plant, he placed it on the bedside table, where it would benefit from the generous south-facing window, which poured light into his room. He showered before bed, and before climbing in, he thoroughly watered the soil. The plant's mass of tentacles rippled and waved appreciatively. As he turned to put the watering can away, he felt a gentle stroking feeling on the back of his thighs. He turned around to find that two of the plant's tentacles had reached out and attempted to stroke his naked body. He immediately felt was one of alarm, oh boy, Jesus Christ, which emanated from the pit of his stomach. However, he was horny, so he popped in a porno. How concerned could you possibly be? Oh my God! This plant is trying to molest me! Let's watch a porno together. The film was halfway through. Two beautiful Eastern European girls were servicing a guy who was strapped down to a huge king-size bed. The guy's arms were securely tied to the rungs of the ornate oak headboard. They were taking turns sucking and licking his cock, which was engorged with blood. The girls continued stroking and licking his cock, which now glistened with the generous quantities of lube. Back in the room, he was ready to explode. He had seen the film many times, but this particular scene never seemed to fail to turn him on. It was a combination of the hotness of the girls, ting, and the things they were doing. He imagined he was the guy strapped to the bed at the mercy of the two temptresses. As he exploded, so did Mark on the bed. He exploded at the same time, cum spraying all over his bare chest, groaning in pleasure. As he laid back on the bed, catching his breath and feeling satisfied, he could see the plant moving from the corner of his eye. Oh yeah, that's the thing I should have been concerned about this whole time. As he looked on, all of the plant's tentacles... Why do they keep calling... Do plants have tentacles? I don't think that's right. I think they're called leaves, aren't they? Or branches. As he looked on, all of the plant's tentacles not only writhed around, but were rippling dramatically. Waves of ripples were dancing up and down each tentacle. Throw that fucking thing out the window. Small droplets of sap or nectar or plant cum... plant pre-cum were forming at the end of some of the tentacles. He watched transfixed at this beautiful display before drifting off to sleep. Really? You were able to sleep? Not only were you able to jerk off as this plant was moving and producing jizz and wrapping its little tentacles around your leg and stroking your naked body, but you could also fall asleep? I mean, if I was writing this story, I would just add a line saying that he popped an Ambien or something before all of this. Make a little more sense. It was a Lunestra kind of night. All right, it was Saturday morning when he began to wake up, so his alarm hadn't been set. Even so, he woke up early. He got up, made some tea and a couple bacon sarnies. Okay. After polishing off his breakfast while scanning through the paper, he took a long hot shower and decided to head back to bed. He was half-dreaming as he woke, imagining that some young girl was gently stroking his thighs and pumping his cock. When his eyes opened and he began to adjust to reality, he realized that the covers had been pulled back and the plant's tentacles had extended from its pot. Dun, dun, dun! Two tentacles were gently rubbing his thighs, and a third was wrapped around his bottom half of the cock, gently pumping it up and down. He was surprised that he did not feel in the least bit shocked. He was just completely turned on. He let out a long sigh. I'm pretty sure this person is not English, or not, you know, not American, because I've never heard of bacon sammies, or sarnies, whatever. And the way he's writing this leads me to believe English may not be his first language. He let out a long sigh and slumped his weight back into the mattress and pillows. Really, you're just gonna let that fucking plant jerk you off? Enjoying the soft pumping of his cock, his arms draped at the side of his body. You know how they say, you know, you should play music? Like, plants actually respond to music being played? What happens if you just play pornos for your plants? Probably something like this. We should try it. We'll have one. Okay, we got the placebo, the plant that is just going to be in the windowsill, right? And then in the next room over, we'll have a plant, and we'll play classical music or something. And then in the furthest room over, or the dungeon area, we'll have a plant that we just play hardcore nasty porn, right? I want the shit it out director. Yeah, we could even have multiple rooms with different types of pornos playing. One, lesbo. We'll see how plants respond to just lesbian porn. Two, just normal guy on girl. Maybe we'll do just porn where girls are being degraded all the time, like the shit it out guy in gym who couldn't even be nice when the girl's fucking purse was stolen. And then we'll see what happens after a month or two or something. I would love to see, like, the plant where just the degrading porn is being played, where girls are just being shit on. I would like to see what happens when a woman enters the room. If the plant will respond to watering, or if the plant will actually try degrading women as well. I will only be watered by men, strong men. I don't know. It's just an idea. Any phlebotomist out there? No? Is that not the right term? People work with blood. All right. Let's get back to the story here. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. He was surprised that he did not feel in the least bit shocked. He was completely turned on. He let out a long sigh and slumped his weight back into the mattress and pillows, enjoying the soft pumping of his cock, his arms draped at the side of his body. He felt another tentacle snaking across his chest, quickly finding the right nipple. The end of the tentacle gently brush-stroke-tweaked his nipple, which quickly hardened. Another tentacle found his left nipple, matching the delicious motions being played out on the opposite nipple. Now with both nipples as hard as stones and his cock hardening further, his breath quickened as he slipped further into a haze of pleasure. Suddenly, his nipples were released from the plant's ministrations. Both, I think they meant to say menstruations. No, that's not right. Both of his wrists were encircled quickly by the tentacles as they slid away from his nipples. He felt a pang of panic and attempted to struggle free. But as he moved, the plant's tentacles swelled and thickened dramatically, locking his wrists firmly in place. Despite using all his upper body strength, I bet you the tentacles are going to go up his ass. Using his body weight by thrashing against the plant, he secured his secured wrist did not move a millimeter. The tentacle released sticky, slippery sap along the whole length of the tentacle, which was wrapped around his cock. As his softened penis became sloppy, the plant pumped him quickly. A second wet tentacle moved to his groin and began to lick his balls. As the situation now seemed less sinister, he relaxed, and his cock, against his better judgment, started to harden once more. The plant alternated between fast, excited pumping of his cock and soft, slow teasing, pumping, and stroking. All the while, the other, well-lubricated tentacle licked his balls. He was moaning and panting, his hips thrusting into the tentacle, which was engulfing his cock. His pleasure mounted as he began to wonder whether the plant was copying the scene from the porn film from the night before. Oh. His orgasm was approaching quickly as the plant fucked his cock hard. He was ready to explode when the plant slowed to a painfully slow pace. The second tentacle licked its way down from its balls, stopping at the sensitive area between his balls and ass. We're talking taint region. Licking in a circular motion. The tentacle around his cock was now barely moving, doing just enough to keep his cock rock hard. Moving sloppily from the root of his cock past the swollen head up and down in excruciatingly slow motion. Well, the wet tongue-like tentacle was now lapping between the crack of his firm ass. The plant forced his legs wide apart. Here it comes, plant rape. All right, the plant forced his legs wide apart, and the tongue went straight for his hot little hole. It was so slippery and thin, coming to a round point at its tip, that it probed straight into his asshole so that it was just inside of him. He moaned loudly at this wet intrusion into his virgin hole. The tentacle withdrew and ran circles, wetting his asshole even further. It then probed once again, this time reaching further into his ass and probing back and forth. The tentacle was only the size of a thin finger, gently fucking him. There was no pain, and the sensation felt amazing. The tentacle around the cock was still pumping at that incredibly slow pace. The tentacle in his ass, though, was thin, Now fucking him deeply, extruding lubrication continuously. Sap. He's shitting out fucking plant sap. The tip of the tentacles stopped occasionally inside his ass to rub his prostate gland in circular or back and forth motions, nearly pushing him over the edge. Oh, he was desperate for release and started licking and sucking the tip of his cock. What? How'd that happen? Moaning around his own cock, I guess the plant got him up or, you know, lifted up his butt or something. I don't know. I may have missed a paragraph. The plant pushed his whole cock into his mouth. He gagged a little at first, but quickly got used to it. Chasing climax, he rocked his head back and forth, sucking his own cock wildly, pursing his lips every time his cock passed through his mouth. The tentacle in his ass picked up the pace, fucking him fast and hard. His orgasm built as he face-fucked his own cock to the rhythm of the tentacle in his ass. His orgasm broke. Emanating from his swollen prostate, he shot wave after wave after wave of salty, boiling cum into his mouth. He swallowed mouthfuls of his cum, sucking the hot, spurting semen down, but he couldn't keep up with the output from his swollen balls. The tentacle ceased its fucking motion deep inside his ass. Hard ripples shot up and down the tentacle in waves, causing a deep, undulating vibration feeling, further stimulating his prostate and ass in the middle of his orgasm. Hot cum was pouring out of his mouth, despite... That's quite a scene, right? Cum dripping out of some guy's own mouth, his cock, you know, after sucking his own cock, and then a plant is in his ass, and there's a couple other plant tentacles pinning him down and rubbing his tits and stuff. Great. His orgasm showed no sign of subsiding. The plant allowed his cock to spring free from his mouth, still throbbing and squirting cum, which covered the lower half of his face, running all over his flushed chest. He had never obtained an orgasm anywhere near this long in short years. The quantity of cum started to diminish, although his cock still throbbed and squirted. The plant lowered his thighs and hips back down onto the bed. His cock spewed out the last of his spunk, dribbling over his shaft and balls, as he used his tongue to clean the cum from around his now empty mouth. The tentacle inside shrank and gently slithered out of his well-fucked ass. His well-used asshole. His bonds were released, and as he relaxed from his massive draining orgasm, a grin involuntarily spread across his shiny semen-coated face. Exhausted, he quickly drifted into a deep sleep. The end. Question mark. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for July 10th, 2012, brought to you by our good friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. Get 3 free adult DVDs as well, and they're going to throw in a mystery gift, all with free shipping. Just use coupon code FREAK at checkout. It's very simple. Go to AdamandEve.com. They've got a catalog of over 20,000 adult products. We're talking lingerie, costumes, light bondage gear. That's right. We're talking 50 Shades of Grey shit. And, of course, dildos and, you know, toys for him, toys for her. I wonder if they have any tentacles. Do a quick search. Go to AdamandEve.com, pick out one item that you like, use coupon code FREAK, or if you've already used coupon code FREAK, use coupon code DV, two little letters. It'll save you 50% on just about any item, and of course, like I mentioned, you'll get DVDs, a mystery gift, and all of that with free shipping. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Very exciting. Today we've got an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not yet a member and you want to hear the bonus content, sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. You can also listen to every single one of those bonus episodes I did during Sideshow Exclusive Week. And, of course, on Thursday of this week, we'll be doing an exclusive show. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Oh, and we did shows this weekend for Sideshow Freaks as well. Grab all of that stuff. Go to superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, speaking of 50 Shades of Grey, Raymond Hodgson, 31, was charged with common assault after being appalled to discover that his partner of 5 years, Emma McCormick, had been reading 50 Shades of Grey. Carlisle Magistrates Court heard how their tiff over the book escalated to the point where Hodgson decided to take revenge. In court, Hodgson pleaded guilty to the single charge of common assault. Apparently, he threw brown sauce at her. I don't know what that means. What is brown sauce? Is that gravy? What do you people in the UK consider brown sauce? Is that diarrhea? Did he squirt in his hand and then fling it in her face? It says boyfriend squirted partner with brown sauce. Let me do a quick Google search. I'm too curious. This sounds like a job for Wikipedia. Okay. Brown sauce, I guess it's redirecting me to steak sauce. Steak sauce, so it's like A1, but tastes different, I guess. So, okay. So he squirted steak sauce in the bitch's face. You're a cow. The pair had been in a relationship for 4 or 5 years, so both still live with their respective parents. The prosecutor, Adrian Harris, said Mr. Hodgson thought the book was pornographic and that she should not be reading such literature. The argument continued into the following day with the two exchanging text. Pornography is not sold at Costco. And I was at Costco the other day, and they had all the fucking 50 Shades of Grey books. So it's okay, dude. Mrs. Harris said he went to her home at 7 p.m. on June 26th and took with him a bottle of brown sauce. She answered the door, and the argument continued. She went to close the door, and he jammed his foot into the door, slapped her once in the face, and then squirted her with his bottle of brown sauce. When interviewed by police, Hodgson said he felt 50 Shades of Grey was a distasteful and pornographic book. Ms. Harris said he said he had every intention of squirting sauce over her face, but now he regrets having done this, realizing how stupid it sounds. He didn't realize that the sauce incident would be classified as an assault. He is sorry for his actions. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. An Indian court granted bail on Tuesday to a female international athlete. Really? They sided with a female? Charged with raping her former girlfriend. What? Who has alleged that she is actually a man. Dun, dun, dun. Pinky. Something's not right if your name is Pinky. Pinky Paramic, or something like that, who retired in 2007 after winning a gold in some sort of relay at the 2006 Asian Games, underwent a gender determination test during her detention. Doctors from a state-run hospital said that Paramic's test result was delivered on Tuesday to the trial magistrates. The medical board set up for determining the gender of Paramic submitted its report after she was produced. What? After she was produced before the court. Oh, okay. Says Tamal Kanti Ghosh, medical superintendent. Paramic, who was arrested on June 14th, has alleged her former live-in lover brought rape charges against her after the athlete refused to give her 300,000 rupees, which is like $5,000. The content of the doctor's report was not made public. What the fuck is going on? I don't understand anything in this news story. Why was there... What? I don't understand. The Pinky might be a man? Because she's the one that went under... She underwent gender determination tests. Oh, and I guess the girlfriend is alleging that Pinky is actually a man. Okay, I got it now. Sometimes I have to reread these things. Just bear with me. I'm sorry. I have to do it on the show here. Just sit tight as I figure these things out for myself. If you need to take a phone call or something, now would be a good time to go to the bathroom while the wheels in my head start to slowly rotate. All right, defense lawyer Sabrayata Mukherjee says that the court granted bail to Paramic as the, quote, accused does not have the capacity for penetrative sex. The allegation of rape does not stand against Paramic. Paramic grew up as the daughter of a poor farmer in rural West Bengal, whatever, about 140 miles from Kolkata, and now works as a ticket inspector on the Indian Railways. Railways. She also won a silver in the 2006 Commonwealth Games before she stopped competing because she's a man. Paramic, who lived with her former partner for several months, was arrested for alleged rape, criminal assault, cheating, and criminal intimidation. So there you go. And finally, today, freaks, an investigation has begun after 5 people were injured at a Northamptonshire steam rally. I'm sorry, Northamptonshire. I don't know how you people in the UK pronounce that, but it's probably not Northamptonshire.
Good day, Northamptonshire.
I don't know what accent that is.
Right, you can go to the Northamptonshire, right, mate?
I don't know. Okay, an investigation has begun after 5 people were injured at a Northamptonshire steam rally when a shire horse was stung by an insect on its cock and bolted into a crowd. Police said it conducted an investigation on Sunday into the events. They believe the horse was stung on the genitals when it was in the display arena and became distressed. Well, sure. A total of 5 people were injured, including 2 married couples. Sergeant Sam Dobbs, who carried out interviews on Sunday, said during a display of Shire horses, a display horse became agitated and broke free from its tether. It then broke through a fence and got into the spectator area. It caused some injuries before it was retethered. A husband and wife, aged in their 60s, both suffered 2 broken ribs. And one of the couple had a broken collarbone. Boone. I can't talk today. What the hell's going on? Color bean. A woman from a nearby village suffered multiple breaks of a leg as well as cuts, and a couple also suffered superficial injuries and were allowed to go home after treatment. Sergeant Dobbs said the event's health and safety officer has started an investigation. From our point of view, it seems to be an unfortunate accident. The horse is recovering in the care of its owners. They iced that penis. The health and safety report will be made to Daventry District Council sometime next week, if you'd like to read that. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaky deekies. Speak to me, please.
Yeah, Metro member, Tate Patriot here.
Hello.
I'm listening to you talk about, you're complaining about the freaks being your Facebook friends and your mother seeing disgusting, unforgivable shit.
Right.
You know enough to put on the privacy filters, don't you? You can just set that so your mom doesn't see any of it.
My mom is already my friend on Facebook. I'm not going to...
Even though you want motherfuckers...
Why would I make my poor mother suffer? And I'm going to unfriend my mom? No, I'll unfriend the freaks. We're talking about my personal Facebook page, and I thought I would be nice and let some freaks, longtime listener freaks, be my friend and see the softer personal side of Tim.
Your mom doesn't see any of it. I mean, even though you want motherfuckers to post the really freaky shit on the DV page, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I do know what's going to happen.
Hey, Tim. Fag. Hey, Tim. Love the show. Your shows are fucking phenomenal now. This past year has been so emotional for you. You've been talking about yourself, which you've never done, because I find you're a very funny guy, buddy. When you start talking about your personal life, like your habits, like, I don't know, your little life story about your elderly parents, you know, growing up in a school where you fucking ran over a kid in the bus listening to Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Just
one tragedy
shit, like,
after another.
Jizzing on a fucking table that you always researched your porn on. I guess you jizzed underneath it and all over the carpet, which is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore, though. My new thing is I just do it right in my hand, but I never have anything handy. So then I hold my hand, right? I've got one cum-drenched hand, and then I run to the bathroom and put it under the sink. But the thing is, and I try to, like, wash my hands. It's hard to come out. It just becomes slippery. And then I'm, like, using the cum as, like, soap and trying to get it off. And then I introduce soap into the mix. And it's just a mess. Someone needs to come up with a good... tissues are not a good way to do it. Because then I've noticed sometimes, like, tissues are very thin. And it'll get stuck onto my skin. So then I have, like, little, like, tissue pieces. I don't know. There's got to be a good way to jerk off. All right, next up.
It's faggot. No, it's up to him. It's me. It's Rob from Texas.
Oh, that's okay.
And I would like to share with you a nice shit. It's kind of burning, so yeah, here it goes.
Your shit is burning? Oh. Thank you. That's a healthy bowel movement. Maybe. Hello? Are you okay?
Alright, I think that's about the end of it.
Hmm.
Guess my type.
Oh, that was definitely, I would say, 5 on the Bristol stool chart.
Hi, Tim. Cave Monkey here. I just wanted to tell you that you're not alone with summertime and needing a jack off.
Oh,
a lot.
My God.
I don't know what it is. It's summertime. Maybe it's leftover high school.
Summertime is cum. or time. I don't know. Well, summertime. There's a song in there somewhere or a poem.
Time used to be a jack-off fest. But anyway, you're not alone. You asked if jerking off or having someone else do it for you helps. And I don't think it does.
No.
I think it's more of the actual being inside of someone.
Yeah,
that,
I agree.
That satisfies that.
I think you're right.
So anyway, I hope you find someone or...
And, you know, like, no one knows your dick better than you. So if you're going to jerk off, you might as well just do it yourself. Because, you know, other people do it different ways and different... Yeah, it's not the right... It's never quite right.
Jigu, Timmy Boo. This is Buffalo Asshole.
But look, that's all I can get. That's all I can get.
And I just got to tell you about a little thing I've got called No Flush Fridays. It's kind of a...
Well, this sounds absolutely disgusting, but go ahead.
It's a freak home project. And so every Friday, we just leave a big, horrifying, steaming pile of shit unflushed. I find out that this enrages some of my coworkers. So,
what do you do it at work? I thought there was something out. What I thought was going to happen is, like, every time anyone in your home has to take a shit, they do it in the same toilet bowl and they don't flush. So at the end of the day, there's just this massive, huge pile of turds.
Well, I recently upped the ante with...
And then at the end of the day, you can take a tape measure and see how tall that pile is. Or weigh it or something. That would be fun. It's disgusting. If you're not that first person taking a bowel movement, I don't want to take a shit in a toilet that has some turds in there that aren't mine.
Fake blood from a Halloween costume, and I put that in there. Now they've all been blaming a Canadian who comes in only on Fridays. So I recently upped it again with fake blood and a nipple from an old baby bottle. So that's No Flush Fridays.
So wait, so is the blood in the toilet with the shit?
If you're in the Buffalo Niagara region and you see a human pile of shit and there's a human tooth or a doll's head or something in it, just think, Jigu.
Oh, I like that idea. No Flush Friday.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow Freak Salmonella calling.
That might be a good campaign to start. You know, you guys at work or something, just start leaving weird bowel movements.
I was just listening to the Sextastic Tuesday story, the one about the chick shitting her pants and the other chick who was also shitting her pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was clearly written by a dude because...
Yeah. All these stories are. Are you kidding me?
Panties are not sized the same way that, like, clothes are. So a size 14 underpants is fucking huge. It's huge.
Oh, I didn't know that, really? Wow. Like, I don't think that's something that most guys know. So underpants are sized differently than women's clothing?
Extra large or extra, extra large, like a size 9. So I can't even imagine.
That is great. Why do they do that to you, girls? It's so... Why? How can you keep all that shit straight? Look, when I have to buy underwear, I'm a medium, quite frankly, which is like, what? I think it's like a 32 to 34 waist. But it tells you right on the package what the... But and it's the same. So 32 to 34 is the same as a 34 underwear or a pair of jeans or something. If you're a 34 in your jeans, you should be a 34 in your underwear. But not with girl. Oh, that's so crazy.
And how big these chicks' asses must have been.
Big fucking BBWs.
These are done real life. These are fucking sad bitches. But anyway, good job with the show.
Thank you.
And good luck with your relationship. I hear it's not going well. But, we're with you, Tim, even if your
I didn't say anything about that.
Special person is not.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Did you know, God? Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
please support the United Negro College Fund.